the health department says, okay, we're going to limit the amount of phthalate, you tell me how to pronounce it.
Phthalates,
okay, that is in children's toys because they're dangerous, and anything that the child will put in their mouths might be toxic to the child, including teethers or soothers and rattles and vinyl bibs. Except the United States banned this stuff 2 years ago. The European Union banned it 10 years ago. We're now banning it in Canada, it would appear, 10 years after the fact, and it won't even come into effect until June. What's going on?
Well, I think the effect until June is to get all these things off the shelves, but I can't explain why Health Canada has taken this time other than perhaps they were waiting for more evidence. And then when I looked this up, Steve, to see what the evidence was for this, and there is some to suggest that for young children under four that chew the toys, because phthalates are used to soften plastic. And this is found in, you know, the products when you look on plastic containers, they have the little triangular symbol with the number in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Well, those are the ones that contain the phthalates are the ones that say number three. Numbers 1, 2, 4, and 5 are fine to use. And the cling wrap that's used, if you put it in the microwave with your food to heat it up, that will also release phthalates. So the products we're talking about are the ones that are number three, the chew toys that you mentioned, and cling wrap. And for children that chew them, it's when it's heated up and chewed, that's when the stuff is released. And so for adults who don't do that, the risk of if you don't microwave these things with your food in them, the risk of getting exposed to this stuff is lower. But when looking at the data, there is some preliminary evidence to show that it does affect reproductive system, reproductive health, affecting hormonal systems that way. And so I guess the only thing I can say is that with regards to why it's so late, their threshold for looking for evidence may have been greater, or their threshold for using what we call the precautionary principle was greater as well. So I can't explain why it's happened later. I don't see anything really wrong with preventing the exposure of young children to this particular compound. There's no real need for it, for this compound in these toys, especially for children under four. So I think it's a good move to do, and certainly follows along with the other countries. But to answer your question, I'm not Health Canada, so I don't know what their reasoning is behind the delay.
Yeah, well, you know, tempted to believe that there's hundreds of bureaucrats reading books or something. I don't know. No, I mean, that's a terrible thing to say, but it just bugs me that if you have come to the conclusion in Europe and in the United States, these things ought to be withdrawn from the market, and in Canada, they're still on the market, and now we say, well, okay, we'll ban them too, but we'll leave them on the shelves until June, presumably
yeah.
So that the stores can sell off everything that's left. Which is the triangular number that we should be looking for on stuff that we already have or that we might be buying?
It's number three.
Don't buy that.
Number three, it definitely has the phthalates in it. So if it's number three, remember, it's released if it's heated up. So if it's not heated up, you're not going to have very much at all in the food. It's the heat that releases the compound, the phthalate, into the food or whatever product is in that number three container. And cling wrap. A lot of people will use cling wrap and cover their food to prevent spattering in the microwave. And if they microwave the food with the cling wrap, you can get release of phthalates into the food that way.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.